This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Mary Goulet. Richie O'Day jumping in here.
What's going on, Steve?
And a very special guest joining us here in studio and winking at me with those big, beautiful blue eyes to boot. Jennifer Love, how are you?
Right into that mic.
That is your mic.
Fantastic.
There we go.
Thank you.
Awesome. Where are you joining us in from, by the way?
Well, I literally came down late last night after my train was delayed for like 3 hours.
Ooh.
From Santa Barbara.
Oh, wow.
The beautiful Santa Barbara. Yeah. And I just moved from New York City to Santa Barbara.
Wow. How long ago?
Like a month ago.
Wow. Okay.
How did you choose Santa Barbara?
Well, it's a lifestyle change.
So I went from big city,
Manhattan, with, you know, that buzz to like the mountains with rattlesnakes and birds
and water.
Mountain lions.
So beautiful,
water.
Though.
It is lovely.
It is
so
beautiful.
All right, guys. So welcome to the sound off here on Reinvention Radio. And for those who are joining us for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition of the show,
we love you.
And thank you for that. And don't forget, we do broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can join that at join that live feed at reinventionradio.com. And we would love to have you with us. Now, oh, man, so many, many interesting things going on.
Keep it nice.
I'm trying to keep it nice. I will do my best to keep it nice. I mean, come on, we're talking about Santa Barbara, talking about lovely things. And why would we go elsewhere other than to very nice places, right? So let's talk about if you're speaking of the coast. Have you been watching any of the basketball stuff at all, Mary Goulet? Do you know what's going on in that world?
No. I mean, sometimes I watch, but overall, Golden State Warriors are playing.
There's a team called the Golden. What is it? Golden State something. So, Warriors, yeah. And they, it's a game with a ball, and they throw it. Okay, yeah.
She still thinks her town doesn't have a hockey team anymore.
Your town has hockey teams. Just a
it's a stupid name.
Gulls?
What is it?
The Gulls.
That's not the Gulls.
Is that the what's the San Diego hockey team? I don't know.
Jennifer, this is an example of how you can be mean to me, Richard.
Right.
Funny.
So, it's playful, though. No,
we're on parody. Like, this is a we're on parody.
I am so out of the hockey loop. I have no idea.
New York
I'm
has
sorry.
Many teams.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. Are you a sports fan at all?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, Padres.
It's okay.
Padres.
There
you go.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Padres.
And you're closer to LA, so you can do the LA thing as well. All right. So let me ask you this. All right. Let's be honest here, and this is more of a Richie and me thing because we're going to talk basketball here for a second, but you can certainly chime in because you can appreciate what's going on in this, and of course you can as well, Jennifer. But let me ask you this, Richie: do you think? And so the Golden State Warriors are on the precipice, and let's just say that by the time you hear this, the Golden State Warriors will have won. They will have won. They will have swept. They will have gone 16-0 in the playoffs, and that has never happened in any sport ever. So like in any professional sport, whether it's soccer, whether it's football, whether it's, well, I guess the Miami Dolphins ran the table way back when. They're the only team in football, but they don't have the same sort of playoff system in football. But whether it's hockey or basketball or you name it, no team has ever swept through every single game and won, you know, and ran the table. So let me ask you this. So Richie, just from your perspective, and you guys can relate this to things like it, like, okay, so Mary, so I know you're a very religious person. So like, what if there were only like, you know, a few disciples at the table with Jesus, and then Jesus went out and like started like pulling disciples from other sects and was like, you'd be much better off in our sect. And then like all of a sudden, like he's got all the cool disciples, like all the best disciples are sitting around the table, and all the other, you know, leaders and whatnot, and like they've got nobody. Like, you'd think, man, that's not fair. Why should Jesus have all the cool disciples and, like, no one else?
So are you trying to make the correlation that somehow the Warriors got all the best players?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
How could it be unfair?
Because
they were already the best last year is what he's saying, and then they got way.
Do you want a trophy
players.
For everybody that played in the playoffs so that everybody feels good?
I love the contrast.
You know, right? It's not that. We all should not get participation trophies or rings or these sort of things. But Richie, from your perspective, I mean, is it downright unfair what they did, because they picked up arguably the best player in the league.
Because everyone's got money they can spend and do whatever, and it's the story you tell to the player.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So the market determines, and it's all good. But I think what you're noticing is something that's kind of gone on in basketball for a while, is that's the sport that's easiest to dominate for longer if you have the right contracts for a few years. Because, the bench is important. I get all that. But if you got the three-headed monster in basketball, it's just hard to stop you. Any team that's ever really had that. And they just got better after last year. So
And
it's
mindset.
Free market. So to
when you're winning, you're winning.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, look, reality is Steve Kerr, the coach, he's going to get credit, although he was hurt, sat on the sidelines. That coach, pretty much didn't do anything really when you come right down to it. And so I just wanted to kind of bring up the conversation around talent, because I know you've actually brought this in before when you look at teams like the New England Patriots, but it obviously relates to business as well. And Jennifer, I know you've got a lot of experience around that. But how important is the players versus the team and the leadership and the culture in general as we relate it to business, if we think about it from a business perspective? So if you take average people and you put them in that environment with a really good leader and a really good system, does that apply to business also, in your opinion?
100%, but especially if you put people working in their superpowers.
Yes.
In their superpowers.
In their superpowers. Yeah,
what's an example of a super? Yeah, we'll talk about that during your interview, but just what's, and this is not your interview officially as we're sounding off here, but this, what's an example of a superpower, just so I'm clear what you mean by that?
So my guess is that you're really good at something, one like really specific.
Yeah, and
thing.
If you can figure it out, please tell me. Like my whole life, I wrote the book on it because I was trying to figure it out. Even my own book didn't help me. Jesus.
So you want to think of it as specializing, right? So you want your team to be a specialist in specific things.
Yeah.
And if you can put a team of, that is working within their superpowers together, then you've got a superpower team. Then, of course, the culture and all that around it designed makes a difference. But I think it starts with the key players that are working clearly in their superpowers with their skill set.
Mary, what's your take on that? Because you've worked in organizations before. You've obviously worked as a solopreneur and so on for years and years as well. But what's your take on that? Do you think that an average person can excel if the system and the leadership is solid, or do you think it really depends on the individual player?
Well, I think, how does leadership, when they're interviewing people for their organization, there's got to be a lot more transparency. I just suck at this type of thing, but I'm really good over here. And leadership and maybe human resources or whomever really takes a more organic look at what would be needed for the organization in different pockets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe doing deep dives into people's like social media. Oh, this person says they're this, but I really see the creativity coming over here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of a convoluted way, but I don't know if people take the time
to
interview really well. But I think, yes, if this is a perfect world thing. This is like basketball relating to business. Every player on that team knows how to play and practice
position.
Constantly together and work together.
Yeah, I mean, like, think of it this way too, Steve. If you take someone who's naturally really good at jumping, and then you specialize that person, you like go to town on really like
you are the jumper.
You are the jumper, and we're going to train you at jumping, right? And versus someone
by the way, ever get that assignment. Like my feet, when I jump, I don't know if my feet even technically leave the ground.
Well, I don't want to interrupt. Let you finish your thought. And then
Jumping.
It's okay. It's all good. But then you take someone who's maybe not quite as good at jumping, but we could probably get them from, say on a scale of 1 to 10, we could probably get them from like a 2 to maybe a 5,
mm-hmm.
where the person who's naturally good at jumping maybe starts out at a 5, you can get them to a 10, right? So you want to think about like really honing in on that person's specific skill set and then enhancing that. And of course, you want to build a team that buys into the same vision.
Yeah.
Even if it's basketball, if it's, it doesn't matter.
Family.
It doesn't matter what it is. Right. Family. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Richie?
Well, I was just going to say it's definitely all the above. Mm-hmm. There's zero doubt in my mind it's all the above, because take every one of those guys could whoop us. And there's people who could whoop those guys in that league that are sitting in a project or somewhere that can't mentally handle the pressure of ownership and media and all that, right?
So it's a lot
of variables going on, in my opinion.
Yeah.
System is the key, though, because you can, I think you can buy, it's kind of like I've always jokingly said you can buy a playoff team, but you can't buy a championship, because you need that culture and you need that buy-in and you need a bit of luck and you need a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But the system, you can plug it. The system makes it easier for people to buy in as a culture too, because they get it. That, like the Patriots, doesn't it just seem like they can take other people's like whatevers and plug them in and it just fits over there?
Yeah.
They have a system.
Yeah.
They're also run by a company that's pretty good.
Yeah, Kraft doesn't hurt you. But and you know, that's a conversation for another day, but yeah, totally get that. So, you know, at the end of the day, I do think there's something to be said for the mojo, which you can't teach, and obviously that's something that is you know, either have it or you don't. You can look at the Cubs this year versus last. Their people haven't changed very much, but the mojo clearly isn't there. So, I guess, and we'll talk a lot about this, Jennifer, during you know, our time together during your show, during your interview here. But, you know, really try to fix, you know, just it's that nature versus nurture thing, right? And it's like, is it the team? Is it the individual? Is it the culture? What is it, right? So, anyway, long story short, find your mojo, find what it is that you're good at, and get yourself on a winning team, right? I mean, I think that's ultimately the moral of the story here. All right, my friends, thanks for joining us here on the Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. And we will talk to you guys very, very soon. All right, take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.